You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. My name is Varian, and this is Open Mic. If you're unfamiliar with the format, Open Mic is just a mixed media, mixed format show where for the next hour I'll be playing some tunes that I'm picking out of the CGSF library and sort of talking to you guys and filling the space. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CGSF's broadcast atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwilym, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Man, we're like well into the heat of summer right now. I'm feeling super hot. My room has been super, super muggy and super stuffy. It's been really rough at home, but, you know, I'm happy to be out here playing some music for you guys. I've just been kind of, vegging around and stuff. Speaking of vegetables, today, after the show, me and my roommate has signed up for this CSA. It's a community-supported agriculture. And so speaking of vegging, we're going to be actually going to buy some real veggies. Or I guess we've already bought, but we're going to pick up our share of veggies at Antisocial. Antisocial is like the skate shop on Main Street, like maybe about Main and 8th or so. And the owner, Michelle, also owns a farm. I think it's called Valley Bud Farms, I believe. They're like located in Squamish, but kind of cool. They run like a skate shop and a little flower shop. I have a t-shirt that even says Antisocial Flower Shop, but that's really cool. I'm gonna go check that out later. But first, let's get on to some music. How about for my first track this week, I got a track called It's Simple by Peggy Lee, a Canadian jazz artist, here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
you with all. But what if they ignore you? Would their fate be the same? Oh yeah, I guess. But first they'd face me, and I would ask them, so
this is Bird Note. Think of a bird sitting on its eggs, keeping them warm, waiting for them to hatch. Sounds familiar, right? But not all birds do this. Some lay their eggs underground, in geothermally heated burrows, in warm sands, or even in huge mounds of organic material warmed by the heat of decomposition. These birds are called megapodes, or mound builders. And they look a bit like large chickens. There are about 20 different species, and they're found in Australia, New Guinea, and nearby islands. The male builds the mound, which may contain tons of organic matter. Periodically, he'll poke his beak in to check the temperature. Then he'll adjust the amount of material to maintain the heat at a constant high level. Deep below the surface are the eggs. They're larger than most and contain a higher proportion of yolk. After an unusually long incubation period, the eggs hatch and the chicks claw their way to the surface. They never know their parents. But the young megapodes are already fully feathered and capable of flying and feeding themselves. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at Bird Note Radio.
And welcome back. That last track before that quick PSA there was Andy Schauf, Wasted on You, off his album Norm, here on CGSF 90.1 FM. So I want to talk about movies a little bit, because my roommate, who's a big moviegoer, is going on about how this weekend, or maybe it's one of these weekends, I don't really keep up with movie release dates, to be honest, and I was going to talk about it, but haha. He's talking about how this weekend, it's opening weekend for Oppenheimer and the Barbie movie. So he's going to watch them like one after the other. He's calling it Barbenheimer. Don't quote me on this. I don't know. Patrick just like says things, you know. And so he's going to go out to Langley and watch, I guess Oppenheimer It seems to be like a pretty like maximalist production. I think it's like shot in IMAX from what I'm getting. I've seen like a lot of little bits on Instagram on like, oh, how to best enjoy like, you know, watching Oppenheimer. So you can really feel, you know, the impact of that bomb, you know. But Patrick's like going out to Langley to go watch Oppenheimer on 70mm or something or other, and then he's going to the movies to go watch the Barb movie. Speaking of, I was kind of talking to my partner about the Barb movie, because I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know that the director is Greta Gerwig, who also directed, who am I thinking, Frances Ha, and that's the tip of my tongue. Also directed, oh, Lady Bird, that's right. And so the impression that we get from, I haven't seen any of the trailers for this Barbie movie, but I think there's definitely the potential for it to be kind of like a dark, well, I guess it seems like the gist is like, maybe like a comedy, but like a really dark comedy. I think this is also substantiated by like, I think casting, I mean, I suppose casting Ryan Gosling can go either way, because I know he's kind of got this, you know, he's kind of like the lover type, you know, I think after like The Notebook. But I think also for the boys, you know, he's got this sort of, he's literally me, like, you know, kind of dark and brooding, like his character in Drive, or like, I can't even think of it, but kind of just like dark and brooding and like literally me, kind of Fight Club-y, like mystique to him. So I think there's definitely this idea that like, oh, I think Patrick's maybe also going to the Barbie movie because, oh, Ryan Gosling is literally me. Speaking of other things, this week I went to a breakcore show, or a breakcore-y kind of electronic show at Redgate this week, because me and a bunch of my friends, we kind of are into like one of the headliners, which was this artist named Gorshit. He kind of just makes like, so I guess like you could categorize him as like making breakcore music, or I think Patrick likes to call it lollycore, just because I think there's a lot of, you know, high-pitched and very like, I would say, anime canon related like lyrics. So lollycore kind of fits in with like, you know, the lolly, I guess it's like, it's derived from like the Russian Lolita, but like the lolly archetype character in anime is always like a cutesy, high-pitched, whiny, you know, character. And so we went to the show, I think it was on Thursday maybe, and in the morning, I was like, okay, yeah, you know, it's gonna be really fun. We're going to go, like, dance and be silly at the show. And I look at the bill, and it didn't start till, like, 10:30, which I think is, like, not so bad. But I think I'm at the point where, like, a show finishing early is kind of a good time for me. I mean, I think it depends on the show, but I think it was, like, Redgate's show this week was kind of like a, it was like a, you know, it was a big mix. There were, like, 6 or 7 artists on the bill. And so, essentially, with doors being at 10:30, we didn't see Gorshit, and Gorshit didn't get on until like about 2:30 a.m. And I don't know, I mean, you know, I'm still pretty young, like 23, I feel like I shouldn't be complaining about this stuff already, but I was kind of like, man, by like the midnight mark, me and my friends were outside just kind of smoking, and it was like, man, I'm so over this, you know. In the end, we didn't even finish watching the whole set. We stayed for, like, most of the show, and it was fun, and it was kind of funny to, like, I mean, it's, like, a small crowd, but, you know, I think people are, I think people who go to, like, small shows and, like, Redgate are, you know, pretty into it. It's not, like, I've been to some definitely, like, popular shows where people are kind of standing in the back, cross-armed, but I think everyone's there, and, like, everyone's, you know, down to clown a little bit, like, everyone's down to have fun, and so, you know, it was just me, my partner Ava, my friend Brendan, and Patrick. We're all just kind of vibing and dancing and just being silly to, like, really hyper, boom, 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 like, EDM and electronic and breakcore music. So that was really fun. And, yeah. Anyways, I'm going to get to some more music. Speaking of sort of electronic music, I've got a Canadian artist called Lunice. with their song. Okay, let's pick a song here. With the song called Cyber Samba off their album Open here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
And the nose of you far off, in the heart of your disease. Feel my eyes on the foreign typhoon, hasn't changed. Cloudy mumbles, it took all the memories into mist and died.
Since it's you.